Salvation is a plan. God has counsel. When we read Book of Wisdoms, we can also get wisdoms and knowledge and counsels. What are the four books of Book of Wisdom? The Bible, what are the books of wisdom? Or maybe four to five books. From Job to Song of Solomon, right? How many of you finished reading wisdom of books? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. This is the trick my son told me. He said, "No, everybody raise your hand. Everybody raise your hand now." My son teach me this trick. So those who did not read wisdom of books, hands down. Very good, thank you. So everybody is very lazy to raise their hands. That's why this is the best way to make sure they raise their hand. And it works. What I'm trying to say is that not only this, of course, the whole book is the inspiration of God. You try to read it, and especially wisdom of books. Book of Proverbs is taught, is 30 chapters, right? 31? And you can read one chapter a day, then really, just like this morning, Pastor Ye mentioned, your IQ will become 200, right? Because a lot of things are hidden inside. One day, I went to Africa. A senior minister asked me, now we are working in Africa, can you tell me what is our plan? And what is our strategy to reach the plan? In Chinese, I don't know if this is the right translation. It said, what is the 战术 and 战略? 战术 and 战略. What is 战术? What is 战略? Huh? Strategy. But what strategy is what? Strategy is 战术, I think, right? 战略 is plan. For example, you come here. What is your plan and what is your strategy to reach your plan? You gotta have a 战略. Like, you come here, you have a plan, you have a 战略. You know how to. You do not come here for nothing now. You gotta achieve something over here. Now, in order to achieve that thing over there, now what is your strategy? Like, we go to Africa. What is our plan and what is our strategy? Now go to Kenya. Now Kenya, geographic location. What is geographic location? How many tribes are there? We only have people from Lua tribe. Most people are Lua. Now we want to reach to the other tribes, tribal people. How do we do that? Now we have a plan. Like for example, Lua, beside Lua, there's another tribe. Now that is our next plan, right? So what is strategy to reach that plan? The same thing, guy has many plans, guy has many strategies. Like for them to attack land of Canaan, what is the strategy? What is Joshua's strategy to attack land of Canaan? They go to the middle side of the land of Canaan, right? So they come up from the south to the north. When they enter into from Jericho, it's the middle sides. So the north and south are disconnected. They cannot unite it to fight anymore. That is a really very good strategy. Then they started to overcome south and then go back to north. It is strategy. So the Bible indeed talk about strategy, right? Now you want to finish your college in 4 years. What is strategy? That's your plan. But what is strategy? Right? Of course, your strategy better leave somewhere alone, right? Because you take too many classes, you cannot come to NYTS, right? So, what is your plan? What is your strategy? This time I went to Canada and Pastor Timothy Young tried to encourage the kids from the Canadian to come to NYTS, right? Because many kids take summer school. Pastor Timothy says something really inspired me. He says that for NYTS, he did not graduate in 4 years. Maybe in 4 years or whatever. Anyway, but some of his classmates take summer school, so they graduate much earlier than him. But guess what? They find a job at the same time. Because after the graduate is a great recession, they cannot find a job. But after the graduate, I think God bless him, yeah? So he find the job. So they both find the same jobs. So a lot of time, my brethren, you can strive hard. Huh? Your plan should include Jesus Christ. Your plan should involve the grace of Jesus Christ. Huh? Let him lead you and guide you. You leave time for him, you will find favor with him, and your life, even though you may not have put in as much effort as the Gentile people, the Lord will lead you to the same destination. Huh? So talk about salvation is a plan. Now, let's talk about the contents. Huh? Let's read chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Romans chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. 3 and 4. Ian. Romans 1, 3 and 4.
Regarding the Son, who as to his human nature was descended of David, 4, and who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God.
Okay, so Jesus Christ, according to the flesh, he was the seed of David, son of David. According to the Spirit, because of his resurrection, he was the Son of God. So, brethren, in the book of Matthew, or four gospel books, right? Anyone who calls Jesus Son of David, they all know that Jesus is the Messiah. Do you remember there was a blind person who was sitting at the roadside? He kept calling, Son of David, have mercy on me, Son of David, have mercy on me. When he called Son of David, he knew that Jesus was the coming Messiah. Why? Because God made a covenant with David, saying that your son will be king for generation, from generation to generation. Huh? Please turn to 2 Samuel chapter 7. Please read.
Verse 12. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom.
Huh. So I will set up a seed after you. Huh? And this kingdom, verse 13.
Verse 13. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
So kingdom will be forever. Huh? So God promised his children, 他的后裔接续你的位，我必须你的后裔. His children of David will succeed David, huh? And kingdom is forever. Please read verse 16.
And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever.
Wow, really? Forever, huh? So, brethren, let me ask you a question. When Solomon's son commits sin, when it comes to Solomon's son, the country got divided south and north, right? To south and north, right? Now, all the king in the south kingdom, huh? Are there anyone that is not the son of David? All the kings are in the southern kingdom. And my answer is that the 19 kings in the South Kingdom, the last one is Sidijia, Zedekiah. They are all son of David, except a queen. That queen was the daughter of Ahab, but she only ran for a very short time, and the kingdom was recovered. So you can see God did not break his promise, even though God took away 10 tribes from David's children. Still allow David's children of 2 tribes to rule over. And David's children can be continued to be king. But even though the kingdom, God is right, all the David's children also can be continue to become the king of the kingdom, but at the end, still, Zedekiah, still died, and nobody, the country was destroyed. So, according to human history, it's ended over here. The kingdom of God is not forever. Right? Now, you do not fight. Now, who is the prime minister of Israel? Anybody know? I did not follow anymore. I used to follow when there's a guy called Dai Yang. He has one eye. You are too young to know him. Right? This is all story for to you. Now, I don't know if he is the son of David. I never check. But one thing for sure, this kingdom has already become spiritual kingdom now. Jesus Christ, come. He said, my kingdom is not on earth. If my kingdom is on earth, my disciples will fight for me. Huh? I will fight for my kingdom. But my kingdom is spiritual kingdom. Therefore, he did not fight. And Jesus' kingdom actually is forever. So from 2,000 years ago, Jesus built up his kingdom. Till now, his kingdom is still exist. Huh? Therefore, Jesus is the son of David. Huh? If Jesus is only son of David, then he has blood and flesh just like you and me. Then he has original sin. He cannot be your savior. Right? Right? So Jesus has to be son of God also. Meaning that he's conceived by the Holy Spirit. Because he's conceived by the Holy Spirit, he was born from the family tree, away from the family tree of Adam. Because everyone from Adam's family tree, they are born in sin. Huh? Right? Now Jesus got to be son of God because otherwise he cannot save you. Because a sinner cannot die for sinner. So according to the flesh, he is son of David. But according to the spirit, he is son of God. But if he's only son of God, son, God is a spirit, son of God is a spirit, son of God, if he's only son of God, then he may not have flesh and blood. Without flesh and blood, can he die for you and me? Hello? Cannot. So he got to be son of David also. So these two is like a two wheels of a wheel of a car. Huh? Got to be both in order to make the gospel work. Why flesh and blood is very important. Got to be son of David also. Otherwise, only son of God. Son of God. Son of God. God is invisible. And son of God is, if it is not come to earth, also invisible. Cannot do anything for us. Please turn to Hebrew. Huh? Flesh and blood is very important in salvation plan. Huh? Chapter 2, verse 14. Chapter 2, verse 14. Chapter 2, verse 14. Jeremy, would you please read?
Chapter 2, verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same. And through death he might destroy him who has power, that is the devil.
So through blood and flesh, right? Through death, because your blood and flesh, therefore you have died, and through death, he is able to overcome the Satan who controls death. Oh, therefore, this is the gospel. Oh, he's the son of God, and he's son of David. Today, brethren, again, how many of you are going to graduate? Those who are going to graduate? About 12 of you, right? 9 or 12, right? 12 or 9? 9. Okay. Now, when you share your points, right, you got to think about, so what I can learn from this, right? When you give a sermon, you practice your sermon, right? You elaborate the Bible, you explain the Bible. Then last stage, you want to say, so what can I learn? What is the application? Now, what do I learn? I learned that you and me, we are also son of God. We are also son of man. Oh. Just like Jesus Christ, right? Now, you are born again. So you are not only son of man, you are also son of God. So how many fathers do you have? How many fathers do you have?
Two.
Two fathers. One is in heaven, one is on earth. If earthly father, who is greater, earthly father or heavenly father? Heavenly father. You know you love your earthly father, but your earthly father tell you don't come to NYDS, what do you do? In graduate class, right? This time, one of our discussion is that many people, like one brother, right? He came to graduate class in San Jose. His parents was very angry. He said, "If you go to NYCP, right? You are going to get married next month, next year, right? I'm not going to pay your marriage expense. You have to pay your own marriage expense." Oh, that's one brother. Another brother also very struggle. My parents don't want to come. Like most of them are talking about, what did I do? My parents don't want to come here. My parents just want me to make money, right? So what do? If you have the kind of situation, you are a son of man. You are a son of God. Oh. So you got to, if you are old enough, huh? If you are over 18 or something that is right in the eyes of God, I think you should be nice to your parents now, huh? Even nicer. But sometimes you got to insist what is right according to the will of God. Like, you got to, I tell one older brother in San Jose, right? When you go home, huh, bring a stick with you, yeah? Bring a stick with you and go to your parents, yeah? And give that stick to your parents, yeah? And talk to them, please hit me, yeah? I'm sorry, but I still need to do what is right, but please hit me, right? What can you do? Sometimes your parents don't understand, huh? Sometimes your parents don't understand, what can you do, right? You still need to honor your parents. At the same time, you shall do the right thing because you are also son of God. Of course, you shall not, if anything is in accordance with the will of God, you shall listen to your parents. This is something that we learn. Otherwise, you know, like my father. Huh? My father, when I was working in the society, he was really very, very angry when I became a full-time preacher. I want to be a full-time preacher, right? He was so angry because at that time I was, you know, how much he paid for me to come to USA to study? A lot of money. A lot of money, right? But after 7 years in the society, actually not 7 years, after graduate class is about 5 years in the society, right? At that time, I made the most money in my life, right? Made the most money in my life, and suddenly everything gone. He just cannot believe in it. Cannot believe it. But what shall I do? I still need to do what is right. And of course, I they don't. But your parents will learn, no? Your parents will learn. They don't. My father noticed that I did the right thing. Time can tell. God will prove for you. Even though at that time, they will say, I will disown you as my children. Right? How many of the parents say, I will disown you? Raise your hand. Or maybe all of you need to raise your hand. But I'm telling you, it's only a lie. Not a lie. It's only trying to frighten you. Only for a short moment, even Tiger was very violent. Tiger will not eat their kids now. Of course, some animal too. But I'm saying that most likely they will not eat their baby, huh? Most likely, huh? So your parents will not disown you for a long time, only for a short period of time. I'll never say, because they're angry, right? They're angry this time. You're not my son anymore. But after you left the house, they start to think about you. Oh, my son, Absalom, my son. So really, don't worry too much if you do what is right. What is right in the eyes of God, your parents in the future will appreciate. Back to the Book of Romans. Yeah. That is application. Righteousness of God is revealed in gospel. We read it already. Let's read again. This is the, this is the theme. This is the major verse. especially from faith to faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. 1:17. James, please read. James.
Verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
In it, in what? In gospel, right? In gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. So we understand that it is through gospel. We know what God did right. We need gospel because we are sinners. Read verse 18 again.
Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
So the wrath of God is also revealed to those who are ungodly. Because human beings have sinned, therefore we need the righteousness of God. God, in a way, can count us right, can make us righteous. Now there are several theories concerning human beings have sinned. I want to share with you. Some theory are saying that, man was born with spiritual life, but later on, they choose to sin. In Chinese, 人性本善, man was born with good natures. But later on, they become bad. Another theory in the society is that men were born with not evil or good. Men were born with a neutral nature. Like a white piece of paper. Now it is without education. Like a white piece of paper, if you draw doo-doo, then that person will become doo-doo. If you draw a flower, then that person will be beautiful. Right? It's by education, by influence, by learning. There are some theory concerning this. But of course, you know the Bible. Bible says that human being has the divine character, divine image. But they eat the forbidden sin, other forbidden fruits. Therefore, they sin against God. Now, after that, the word flesh, to me, this is my personal, again, when I say personal means that I may not have direct understanding, quoting from the Bible. To me, the flesh, your body, you see your body right now, could be different from the body, should be different from the body in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, when they eat the forbidden fruits, What did they see? Their meekness, right? Suddenly they are able to figure out. So maybe people are saying, right? Before, maybe their body is not, even though they do not wear clothes, right? But their body cannot see that meekness. Could be like what? Many people have that imagination, right? Because it's not in the Bible. And this kind of imagination, I kind of like it. Remember when Moses was with God for 40 days, his face is shining with light, right? Right? Remember that in the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus' body transformed into his face is like sun, right? And his garment is totally white. So it would be very likely to me, again, personal, in that body, the body before you eat the forbidden fruit could be a layer of light, a glory, we do not know. But after you eat that forbidden fruit, and suddenly, it's gone. How come I do not wear anything? So later on, after sin came to this world through one man, men are born in sin. And men are with flesh. The flesh, the Bible, if you, no homework, this is not in the book of Romans now. If you study the word flesh in the Bible, it always refers to evil desire. But you cannot get rid of this flesh, Can you get rid of this flesh? You cannot, right? But this flesh, to me, is different from, this body, to me, is different from, again, to me, different from the kind of Eden. But after that, Eden, you cannot recover to that stage anymore. So this body one day need to be redeemed. Right? When you are baptized, you are saved. You are saved. When you die without sin, your soul will go to the heavenly kingdom, right? Your soul will go to paradise. But your body what? Your body is where? In the coffin. Right? So the Bible describes Jesus this. Jesus, his body did not see corruption. His soul is not left in Hades. You catch me? So there are two layers, right? Two layers over here, right? So when was Jesus' soul go to paradise? When? When he crucified on the cross with the robber, he told the robber when he is going to see the robber in the paradise. When? Tonight, yeah? Tonight, I'm going to see you in, you're with me in paradise. So you can see, even though Jesus' body was in the coffin, not coffin at that time, in the tomb for 3 days, right? But his soul is already in paradise. But after 3 days, his body got resurrected, right? Hello? So the same token, huh? Even though you are, if you die today, you repented your sin already, right? Your soul will go to heaven. Your body still needs salvation. Your body, yeah? Your body still needs to wait for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? Do you agree? Do you agree? Does it make sense? It's too hard. No, what the hell says? I'm talking about theory of sins. Now, I talk all about this because of the theory of sin. So, my point is that after human beings sin came to this world through one man. By nature or by choice, no matter you have law or you do not have law, without Jesus Christ, man will naturally choose to sin. By nature or by choice, after sin came to this world, human beings will choose to sin. Without Jesus' salvation, without Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. Okay? That's why you need Jesus. Otherwise, why do you need Jesus? If by will and by choice, man cannot live without sin, man, Paul, do not need to believe in Jesus. Paul was a good person, right? Paul, by the law, unworthy, 100%. He said that if you look at outward law 100%, I am blameless. I did nothing wrong. But inside me, oh man, how wretched I am, right? I want to do good, but I cannot do it. I don't want to do bad, but I always do bad, right? The same thing you guys, right? You guys, yeah? You guys are still with flesh, yeah? You're flesh, right? Like Saturday, you're by the law. Saturday, you come to the church, right? And when this is trying to come back, but after when this, after 3 months, 2 months, 2 weeks, maybe the next day, like a flesh kicking, you do not, usually you do not kick in the next day. Huh? Usually you still have that power of Holy Spirit, right? But after you do not pray for a long time, the flesh kicking, still you feel very weak, yeah? So my point is that everybody need to continue to pray for the power of God to strengthen us. So without Jesus, right? My point is that without Jesus, by nature or by choice, human being will sin because sin came to this world through one man. We are different already. We are different from the original stage of Adam already. Right? Now, I like a story. I heard it. They say that there are two parakeets, right? Two parakeets. Did I tell these two parakeet stories? Not parakeet, parrot. Let's change it to parrot. Anyway, it's a bird story. One bird, right, you teach him to say hallelujah, right? So, hallelujah and teaching for days, right? Eventually, this person know how to say hallelujah, right? You take the ask him, say hallelujah, he says hallelujah, right? And the other bird, you teach him to say four-letter word, right? Just teach him to say four-letter word. Now, later you mix these two birds together. They will learn from each other, right? Then later you ask them, you try to hear from them what kind of word eventually they learn to say. Hallelujah or four-letter word. Next time the couple come, we do this experiment, right? What do you think? Of course! Four-letter word! Human being the same now! Human being the same! Really, if your friends always has curse and run, right? When you are angry, you will curse. No matter what. Do not think about it, just curse. So do you have any friends who curse? Kick them away, right? Otherwise, one day you will curse. Very influential, huh? Really, you come here to learn to do good things. Takes years. To learn to do bad things, just like that, take moments. Also, you know, I mean, when you grow up, you know this, right? Do you have this kind of feeling? I do. When I was a little kid, I cursed around because my friends all cursed around. My father cursed around, so I cursed around. We are very influential. But to do good things is very difficult. I mean, for you to be a decent Christian, sometimes it feels so difficult, right? Sometimes you like to do good, but eventually you also do bad. You feel very guilty, but you still do the same thing. So unless you pray hard, huh, you are not able to rely on your own will. If you can rely on your will to do good, you don't need to come to NYTS. You need to come to NYTS because you know that only God's power can help you, and that power can sustain you for a while. And hopefully, you can change your habit because of you come here and you learn. Then you're able to overcome your problem. Now, salvation. So, we just mentioned, after sin came to one man, by nature, by choice, you will sin. That's why we need the righteous of God. Jesus got to come to this world. Now, you know what? This world, everybody know that all the religious confess that they sin. But all the different religions provide different channels and ways to save people from sin. Like, for example, Buddhism, right? In GP class, they are studying Buddhism right now. Buddhism, how do they teach you to be good? They will use many ways to teach you, right? You got to go to the mountain, right? You read the 1,000 volumes of their books, and, you know, you just stay there. Don't go out, right? And hope with all your life, then you will become a good monk. You will become a spiritual person. You become a Buddha. It is like a person who jumping into the ocean, not jumping, he was sinking into the ocean. Now, there's a master standing at the bank and calling him, come back, who are you being with those one? Right? The Peter Sea has no end. You have to come to the, come back, right? This is Buddhism. He will teach you many ways to teach you how to swim. You have to use Ziyou-si. Freestyle, you have to use butterfly styles. All the way, you got to not butterfly style? Sina? Really? Okay, I don't know. And then you rely on your start to come to the bank. But Jesus is different, no? Jesus is jump into the ocean and pick you up. So really, if you believe, right, you receive all baptism, you got to pick up already. You don't need to do too much. You don't need to do too much when in struggling in that ocean. But many youths will say, well, I don't want to receive one baptism. You know why? Because I know Jesus will pick me up. I'll be good, right? But for some reason, my flesh, the bitter sea is very sweet. Bitter sea is sweet. Doesn't make any sense. Well, the world is very beautiful. The bitter sea is Buddhism's concept. The world is a bitter world. Actually, Christian's concept too. Suffering world. So I cannot, but he knew that, you know, one day I will jump into the ocean. Therefore, I dare not to receive our baptism. But you know what? If you truly got baptized, God did not leave you as an orphan. If you have faith, now this is Coco, from faith to faith. You faith that the Lord baptism is power. You shall faith that the Lord is able to keep you. Now, brethren, even though you come to NYTS, right? You shall faith that if you go out, if you continue to maintain this lifestyle, the Lord will keep you. Now, you have faith that even though you know you are very weak, you are still fresh, you kneel down, you pray to God, God, please preserve me. Please preserve me. I need you to preserve. You believe that even though you may be in dangerous situation, God is still able to pick you up because He's Almighty. Now, so really, faith got to kick in. It's from faith to faith. That's how wonderful our salvation is. You should have faith that, you know, God do not leave you alone. God give you power. The power is Holy Spirit. You are able to overcome. Are you tired? Maybe I shall, those who are tired, raise your hand. Okay. So what shall we do? Stand up and do exercise. Let's stand up. Stretch a little bit. Stretch whatever you like. Okay? Are you okay? Thank you. Please sit down. If you are sleeping, please, you can stand at the back. No problem. Even all of you stand at the back, I have no problem. I can teach. When you are standing at the back, no problem. Thank you. So really, our gospel is really very wonderful. You are not left as orphan. God will empower you. But most important is that, brethren, after you go back home, you still need to continue to read Bible, go to church, making godly friends. Then really, it's very difficult for you to fall. If you do this, very difficult. Yes, once in a while, you might overcome by temptation. But because your conscience is very clear, the movement of the Holy Spirit is very powerful. At that time, you don't quench the movement of the Holy Spirit. You are able to be saved by God's movement. And you will be okay. Because the Bible says, really it's not too difficult. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Chapter 5, verse 3. Yeah, Jen? Yes, it's not burdensome. So pray then, Sometimes, yes, you have frustration because we have very high standard. We want to be just like God. But a lot of times we still have flesh, right? But really, if you continue to do the right thing, How many of you are joining Friday night service? Please raise your hand. Friday night service. Okay. Wednesday night service. Weekday night service. Weekday night. Very few people go to church. If you truly cannot live very far away from church, cannot go to church. Can you form a virtual Bible study? You can do that, right? Some people already do that, right? Weekday, if you have church, you should try your best to go to church. Because this is the minimum maintenance. You need to maintain your speciality, right? Minimum maintenance. I know you can, I should encourage you to do personal spiritual cultivation, right? But actually, as a human being, alone is, unless you are a very good, very well-disciplined person, alone is very difficult. Unless you are very well-disciplined. How do you know you are a well-disciplined person? Number one, if you never dose off in the class, right? Of course. Well, let me take it back. Number one, if you really force yourself to pray, even though you feel like, man, I don't have that kind of heart to pray. You come to NYTS, not only 2 weeks, right? A lot of time, the church do not, only want you to experience fasting in the morning, but still lunch hour, dinner time, you have time to eat and time to pray, right? Now, the self-discipline is that I really want to at least join one dinner time or night time prayer. You do not, you only lose the fellowship with brother and sister, really. You do not lose your food, right? And besides, you force yourself to draw closer to God, you will see the fruit. And this is called discipline. To me, I'm not a very well-disciplined person. That's why I like to come to NYTS, so I can do exercise. I'm serious, I need exercise. And when I go home, I seldom do exercise. This kind of discipline, I'm very bad. I know I'm not a very good disciplined person. So when I study alone in Louisiana, I almost lose my spirituality. I know who am I. You got to know who are you. Are you a strong, disciplined person? If you are not, you should think of something to help you, like virtual Bible study. Like I know some of you call each other, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you call each other, we pray together. That is very good. If you do this, maintenance, spiritual, your body needs maintenance, your soul also needs maintenance. It's very difficult for you to sing. The commandments is not a burdensome. It will be not a burdensome because God do not give you more power. God will empower you. It's not you. It's your faith. Your faith toward God. God will be able to keep you. So brethren, we learn this. We try to rely on God. Because His righteousness is revealed already. Now, I want to talk about several points over here. Now, the gospel is to show the righteousness of God, right? Now, the righteousness of God, of course, you talk about gospel. It's going to save you, make you a good person. But what is the righteousness of man? Yesterday we talked about righteous man is that you are able to what? To follow the law based on, you are able to carry out the good deeds, The righteousness of God actually is talking about salvation. It's freely given to man. But the righteousness of man requires deeds after you believe in Jesus Christ. Maybe not after anything. The righteous man is deeds. You prove you are a righteous person by your deeds. But the righteousness of God is freely given to you. You do not do too much, right? You got baptized. Actually, you just believe. You do not do too much, right? So that is righteous of God. God counts you as a righteous person. The righteous of man is that no matter what you do, you have deeds to show that you are a good person. That's called the righteous of man, right? This is a concept. We got to know because later we are going to talk about the Jewish people want to rely on the law for them, for the righteousness. Righteousness is required by law, yet manifest by gospel. The Old Testament, Moses' books, is trying to tell Israel to do what is right in the eyes of God. Right? So, righteousness is required by the law. But, from Moses to Jesus, right? It already proven that law, even though it is holy, is perfect, but men with flesh are too weak to abide the law to fulfill God's righteousness. That's why Jesus got to come aside the law. 从律法之外, 来成就恩典, Let's read this. This I think this is also very important. Please read Romans. Chapter 2, verse 20. This is also one of the very critical verses for you to understand the book of Romans. 2, verse 20. Jeffrey. Three verse twenty.
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is knowledge of sin.
With flesh, no one, not at all, not even one, are able to carry out the law to fulfill the righteousness of God, to obtain the righteousness of God. The law is to make you to do right, but nobody with flesh able to do it. If anybody do it, Paul could be the one. But we say that even though Paul can abide the outward, all the law he can do, but in his heart he cannot do it. Still, if you want to fight for with him in the outward, he cannot. Inwardly he knew he was a sinner. So nobody truly can observe 100% law. But you know what? According to the book of James, right? If you offend one law, you offend all law. According to the book of James, right? So you say, oh, there are thousands of law, right? Hundreds of law, right? Now, look, but I just offend one. But the Bible says, offend one, you are still sin them. Doesn't matter. That's why the righteous of God got to come, aside, beside the law, verse 3:22.
But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed.
Okay, apart from the law, righteousness of God apart from the law has been revealed. Continue.
Being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
So you can see, Jesus Christ now came aside from the law. Jesus Christ was born under the law and fulfilled the law, and we are able to obtain the grace aside the law. So righteousness is required by the law, yet manifest by gospel. Gentile has good deeds based on what? Based on law and based on conscience, right? Gentile has good deeds. But you, brethren, me, we have good deeds based on what? Based on faith. Right? We have faith that the Lord will help us. Holy Spirit will help. All I need to do is not, you do not only pay attention to, for example, playing baseball. You're hitting the ball, right? Now, like the law, the righteous way, like the best. You want to go on the best. For example, they are righteous, the law, right? The best is the righteous of law. You want to obtain the righteous law, but actually, no, you don't look at the law. You look at Jesus. Look at the first. Look at the ball. You gotta hit the ball in order to get on the best. So it's not you think about, oh man, I offend this commandment, I did not go on the first place, I did not go on the second place, I did not do anything. But it's the point is that you have to look at, do you have faith in Jesus Christ? That is the goal. Do you continue to prayer, going to the church? That is most important than think about, man, which commandment I still need to follow. Why come I'm still in this over here? Sorry, I supposed to change slides. I keep talking about it, but you did not see it now. We talk about righteous of men and righteous of God, right? Righteous required by law, yet manifest by gospel. Remember that, right? And Gentiles has good deeds based on law or conscience. But Christians still good deeds based on faith. So you want to go to the best, you hit them. You pay attention to faith. How is your faith? Examine your faith. Where are you now? Where are you? Where is your faith right now? It's more important now to not only focus on what do you offend. So justified by faith have to do with, but justified by faith also have to do with deeds. Because again, my point is that your salvation also have to do with your deeds. It's from faith to faith, right? Right? Agree? These several points, even though there are few, but it summarizes my personal concept of the whole book. So, deeds are not qualification for salvation, but after we receive salvation, one need to have deeds. Agree? Hello? And our time is up. Agree? 2 more minutes. 2 minutes. Oh. So, this slide is not in your book, huh? Maybe you want to copy it down. Because, counselor, probably you need to test based on this slide also. But let's pray in silence.